This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. After decades of debate, the Trump administration next week is planning to auction off drilling rights in Alaska. More specifically, Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Those against drilling say they want to protect the land, which is home to some 250 animal species, including caribous and wolverines. But here's what you may find surprising. In this long-awaited bidding process, turns out there's not a lot of interest. Here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
A lot of things were in fashion in the mid-80s. Big hair, fanny packs, and oil giants wanting to drill in the Alaskan National Wildlife Refuge, or ANWR. All have mostly gone out of style. Tim Bradner co-publishes the Alaska Economic Report.
One thing that has really interested a lot of us in Alaska who follow these things is how ambivalent the major oil companies have been in ANWR for years. That could be because they sense the toxic politics.
Decades of environmental opposition mean a risk of lawsuits against oil companies considering ANWR, plus corporate reputational risk, Bradner says. And drilling in remote Alaska is not cheap, warns energy and environment lawyer David Hayes, a former top official at the Interior Department.
The price of oil is not high. The expense of drilling in Alaska is high. Meanwhile, there are many places in the world that are much cheaper to drill for oil than the Alaskan Arctic.
So most, if not all, oil giants are expected to sit out the bidding, which would mean low lease prices and measly royalties for the government. Not exactly what Congress predicted 3 years ago when it authorized leasing and assumed $1 billion in royalties.
The bids that are put in are going to be nowhere near what Congress said would likely occur.
Low bids mean drilling rights could go for bargain prices, though. Ann Bradner at the Alaska Economic Report predicts some interest, perhaps among state and local players.
The geology does look very good. And even given all the bad PR and the politics, I just can't imagine that somebody, maybe just individuals, aren't going to submit bids.
Perhaps anticipating lukewarm interest, Alaska's State Development Commission just got the okay to bid itself, to make a grab for potentially valuable land and eventually flip it or partner with oil companies. The deadline for bids came yesterday, and Wednesday, they'll be unsealed. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.